This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Another session of Standard right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know what happens when you hit the wrong button in the studio? Becomes 89 million gazillion degrees in here. That's what it becomes. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there, a lot you can get involved with. Right, we got stories that post on a daily basis. You can get the podcast. You get all kinds of stuff. And I really do appreciate the time that you're going to spend with us up there very much. So, oh, and listen, if you want to get a text message letting you know when the show is going to start and that kind of thing, you just text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Okay, Brad Baker is going to join us after the first break. I love having him on because we talk about issues of the day, things that are going down from a legal standpoint, you know, what's happening at the Supreme Court, what's happening with your parental rights, and more. If you're lucky enough to be with us in the second hour, we're actually going to talk about how you take your schools back, how you take your education back. Not yours, but your kids and your grandkids and your nieces and your nephews. But right now, I got to tell you something. There was just nasty stuff happening today. I mean, really bad stuff.
Ho, 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 ho! Merry Christmas! Ho, 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 ho.
Now, here's the problem. I found out today that Merry Christmas is a GOP or RGOP talking points. Did you know that? Who knew Santa Claus was a Republican? Or Jesus, for that matter. They always say that Jesus... Think about something. So if Jesus is not a Republican... You know, the Democrats say Jesus would never be a Republican. He would be a Democrat. Well, actually, no, he wouldn't. But he wouldn't be either, right? But how can he be a Democrat? With your own logic, how could he possibly be a Democrat if Christmas, is a GOP talking point? See, They're really unstable people. Be careful. Don't be alone with too many of them. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. All right, so I guess today Neil Gorsuch was, Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch, was doing the rounds on his new book. And he, quote unquote, made it a point to shove in the faces of those by saying Merry Christmas on Fox and Friends. Now, not that he wouldn't say it anywhere else, but he just happened to be on that show and he said it. And the liberals are going on their minds. I mean, losing their ever-loving minds over this. So, apparently, here, let me see if I can read some of these tweets. Right? It's not a problem. Look at any sane individual. I have friends of mine that are Jewish. I have friends of mine that are atheists. But yes, believe it or not, atheists. And they don't have a problem with this. They get the sentiment behind it. The sentiment behind it is, you know what? Hope you have a great holiday with your family. You know, go down that line. What part of peace on earth and goodwill towards men is offensive? That's what I want to know. I mean, you really got to be out of your mind to get so crazy. So it opened up with Ainsley Earhart saying, you know, hey, good morning to you. And introduced Gorsuch. And Gorsuch said, Merry Christmas. She said, I love that. I love that you say that. And you know what? All you yo-hos out there that are listening to the show going, oh, come on, Joe, knock it off. We've always been able to say Merry Christmas. No, actually, you haven't. Under a different administration, it wasn't that it was against the law, but it was frowned upon, especially in the government arena. Wasn't inclusive enough. Because Jesus only likes Christians. So he appeared on Fox and Friends, and he, you know, again, according to some of these nut jobs, he parroted a GOP talking point. Merry Christmas. I mean, seriously. Amy Vanderpool, right? I don't even know if this is her real name. Because, you know, on Twitter, they use all kinds of stuff. Her handle, though, is Girls Really Rule. Okay. Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch just appeared on Fox and Friends this morning. He made a point to parrot the Merry Christmas talking point of the GOP. If he's willing to go on Fox and throw a shout-out to Republican narratives, what else is he willing to do? You know, Trump derangement syndrome. I mean, it was a joke. Now it's real. Right? Think about it. Media Matters chief, Oliver Willis, he accused Gorsuch of playing into the narrative about a war on Christmas simply for saying Merry Christmas and nothing else. I mean, so does that mean that everybody now who says Merry Christmas to somebody else is buying into the narrative that there's a war on Christmas? He tweeted out, Fox News anchor hails Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch for greeting her with Merry Christmas. Fox News has for years lied to viewers and claimed there is a war on Christmas. Yep, that's it. They were lying. You know, Oliver, when you're sitting up in your little world up there, you know, the world that operates around your elbows, yeah, you're not out with the real people. You didn't see what we saw. You didn't go through the garbage that some of us went through. Another member of that Media Matters brain trust felt even stronger about it. Bobby Lewis says that Ainsley opened her Neil Gorsuch interview with a third-grade civics question. But what's really great about this? They're the loving. They're the understanding ones. They're the ones that have sympathy and empathy and caring and understanding, and I have to go throw up. We'll be back after the commercial. Show me some of your hosts. This is The Real Side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
They caused an explosion.
Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Part of the solution, really, is what I want you to be. And if you want to get involved in the conversation, it's 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's just bring him on, because I know you all look forward, like I do, to having him on every week. And Brad Dacus joins us, founder of the Pacific Justice Institute, and I always appreciate his time and his wisdom and his information when he comes on with us. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Oh, always a pleasure. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, you know, I got to tell you something. I so much enjoy, people don't hear us during the breaks, but You know, it's there's so much stuff coming at us. There's so many things I want to talk about. I know I can't get to them all. But and you and I can keep people going for, you know, hours. But one of the things today I was talking to you about when I first got you on, Neil Gorsuch was on, Fox and Friends this morning. And apparently now, Merry Christmas is a GOP talking point. All right? And when he said Merry Christmas, the Twitter world went out of its mind this morning. Because it was I guess some kind of subliminal message to rally the troops. You know what I'm saying?
To rally the troops. I
don't know what the troops are, though.
Yeah, like people who like Christmas, people who want to celebrate Christmas. But it does tell us something, though, Joe, seriously, in that it tells us where we are in the mindset for a large segment of Americans who are, in fact, people who see faith or open public expressions of faith of any kind, even a national holiday that has a faith aspect to it for many people.
Right.
That they're so dogmatic that they're willing to do that. I don't see the average person seeing Merry Christmas as a political pawn or in any way, shape, or form. I don't. I've never seen an accusation of Republicans against Democrats that, gee, they don't like Christmas. But when you see these kinds of accusations, it actually is self-condemning for those making that accusation. And that's what's very disturbing, unfortunately.
Well, it shows you their real colors, I think. All right, really, there are no more niceties. Nothing can have a nice slash inclusive. You know, I was joking earlier. I said, "Well, what part are they offended by? The goodwill towards men or peace on earth?" I mean, seriously, what could possibly offend you in all of this? I don't know.
Maybe the peace on earth and goodwill towards men, and maybe they saw that as strategically dangerous for what they have for America. I don't know.
I'm going to do what I love to do to you from time to time, which is we'll do a couple of quick stories, ones that I know in your areas of expertise you nail these in seconds, I'm sure. So there's a New York school district. Now they're going to permit students to start a gay pride club, but they won't allow students to start Christian clubs. All right, and the reason behind it. Right? There's a 14-year-old girl who's trying to start the club, and she's barred from starting a Christmas club to share the hope of Jesus. All right? Now, she reached out to the school leaders that she was trying to form this club, and at first they didn't get back to her. They were kind of leading her on. And then, you know, then she ran into opposition, and part of the reason behind it is because it's not inclusive enough. Is that a reason for administration of the school to turn down a Christian club?
No, it absolutely is not. In fact, we have a longstanding federal law called the Equal Access Act, which is there to protect student clubs, their religious clubs, faith-based clubs, from being discriminated against. And I'm so glad we have that passed because, frankly, with like the Congress we have now, I don't think it would pass today. You know, it was signed into law by President Bill Clinton, and the overwhelming support of the House and the Senate. But things have changed so much today, Joe, that I honestly don't think that legislation would pass today because of the vitriol towards people of faith and institutions of faith and agendas that conflict with the beliefs of many faiths. And so I think that's why we're seeing that. Now, the good news is, that 14-year-old girl should win hands down.
Right.
And we at Pacific Justice Institute do defend people like her all the time, and we're successful because they can't have different student groups there and then discriminate against her because of her beliefs or the beliefs of that club, which is really what they're attacking. It's no facade as to really why they're attacking this club. It's because of their beliefs don't comport with the social and political agenda dominating that school.
Well, I mean, they actually put it in writing, Brad. They said, yes, the club would be too religious and too exclusive. However, they would, if she would consider, where the group simply discussed, religion or religious impact on culture and society. A theme like this is much more generic, and we could approve something like that.
Yeah, you know what's funny is I'm willing to bet that this club had nothing in its bylaws, its articles, or policies that would exclude anyone from attending because of their faith or background or religious background. It's the fact the club was probably open to any student who wanted to attend. They just didn't like the fact it was a Christian club.
Yeah.
And that just made their skin crawl that there was going to be anything that purported a religion and a faith that they were so against and had so much animosity towards. But like you say, it's very revealing. It's very telling of where we are.
It's not even a subtle attack anymore. It's not even a covert attack, right? You and I have seen this over the years. I've been doing this show now 10 years, and you see it grow and grow and grow to the point where it's right in front of your face. They might as well just say, look, we think you're a fool for believing in this Christ guy. We don't like what you're doing. We don't like what you believe in. Too bad. You know, deal with it. We're not going to allow you to be on campus. Seriously, that's how far they've come, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And, you know, when O'Rourke came out, you know, former candidate for president, came out and said, just flippantly, oh, yeah, we need to get rid of the tax-exempt status of all churches that don't change their theology and beliefs with regards to, same-sex marriage and other. I'm like, what? I mean, that's why we have the First Amendment free exercise clause, is to protect us against people like him.
Exactly.
There's only one way. We have to believe the way the state is telling us to believe, and if not, we'll be shut down. That reminds me of, the former Soviet Union, you know? And so, but that's how dangerous that kind of thinking
question.
Can be.
Yeah.
And, So anyway, we're fighting it, and the good news is because of the new judges appointed to the courts in an incredible historical way.
Quick break.
Mid-Pacific Justice Committee.
Got to shut you down. Quick break. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well. You'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On the day before a big vote in the House on impeachment of the president, House lawmakers have been setting terms for the Wednesday vote. President Trump lashed out at the proceedings.
It's a hoax. The whole impeachment thing is a hoax.
We look forward to getting onto the Senate. We're not entitled to lawyers. We're not entitled to witnesses. We're not entitled to anything in the House. It's a total sham.
The president also sent a scathing letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi as her House lawmakers prepare for the vote. He wrote in part, "You and others in your committees have long said impeachment must be bipartisan. It is not. You said it is very divisive. It certainly is, and it will only get worse. Only two U.S. presidents have ever been impeached, Andrew Johnson and Bill Clinton." This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, "How in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A lot going on in the news. You know, I mean, today, I don't know if you guys saw that charade, that circus. Not even a witch hunt anymore. Now they're playing it out. I guess it makes them feel better. I really don't know. You know, I mean, I want to say, I will say the Senate or the senators are a little more gentlemanly than Congress is in the way that they're handling this whole thing. And I'm appreciating it. At least I get to listen. I get to see what they're doing. I get to hear them speak in plain simple English when they're trying to put it out there. So we'll see how that works out. We'll talk about that later on. Brad Dinkins joins me, the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. We're talking about all the crazy stories of the day and the way that they're helping to protect you. Brad, before we get rolling, why don't you tell people what PJI is and what it's all about and how they can help?
Thank you. Yes, Pacific Justice Institute, we're a nonprofit 501c3 legal defense organization, and we have hundreds of affiliate attorneys all across the United States, and we defend religious freedom, parental rights against the government, the sanctity of human life. We do it all without charge, and we handle more cases, particularly on the West Coast, than any other organization of our kind. But we have 9 offices in 5 states, and we have hundreds of attorneys all across the country. We have a case in New York. We have a couple in Florida. We've got we have cases from east to west and everything in between, and we do all our work without charge. And what makes us unique is that we don't just cherry-pick the high-profile cases. We're very unique in that we make sure everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road. And that's what we're about at the Pacific Justice Institute. By the way, we have a matching gift program right now going on until the end of January. We'll be matching dollar for dollar up to a cumulative $100,000 for anyone out there who wants to become a part of our team. And if anyone in a city decides they want an office in their city, all it takes is $23,600, and we'll be there. We'll open an office with an attorney there in their community across the country. So we're really building and growing to make sure everywhere in the United States gets the help and protection they need, parents, churches, families, et cetera, without charge.
Would help if I turn my mic on, right? Listen, I know that this is not, I'm yakking away, the mouth's moving, nothing's happening.
I thought you were speechless there. I thought, for a moment, I'm good.
But, you know, seriously, you've got to help out. If you're really behind these things like you say you are, if you really want to see these atrocities, for lack of a better term, go unchallenged, then don't do anything. If you want to see them challenged, if you want to see a change made, a difference, then you need to get involved with Brad. You need to get involved with the Pacific Justice Institute, PJI.org. It's really that simple. I'm telling you, what, six letters. If you can't pound those out, maybe you shouldn't be driving either. I don't know. All right, Brad, here's another fun one. A primary school removes Lord Jesus from Away in the Manger. So children at an elementary school were told not to sing the phrase Little Lord Jesus and the beloved Christmas carol Away in a Manger. Instead, the boys and the girls at the school were told to sing Baby Boy Jesus, not Little Lord Jesus. The words Jesus the Savior is the Son, well, they're replaced with the words Jesus the Baby. We're rewriting the whole song. I mean, heck, we should rewrite the whole play, maybe. I don't know. Seriously.
Yeah, when we as a society start requiring lyrics in hymnal classics to be changed, to be correct, or, you know, I think secular, and I think that really shows how intolerant we really have become as a society. That's a mark of not tolerance. That's a mark of intolerance and hostility. You know, Joe, we have a case matter that we dealt with just recently. Similar to this, it was about a young girl, and she was 14, and she was going to do a project for her public school. It was a charter school in Southern California. And she was going to play the song on the piano, Joy to the World. She wasn't going to sing it, just play on the piano. It wasn't even going to be in the school. It was going to be at a nursing home. It was her project that she had for one of her classes. The school vetoed that project and says, no, you can't. You can play Jingle Bells at the nursing home on a piano, but you can't play that song because someone may hear the notes and recall what the words are of this 300-year-old classic Christmas carol and be in some way offended. And so you can't do that. And it's just a cover for the hostility that we see. And it is so unfortunate. And I encourage people of faith not to respond with hostility, to respond with tolerance, and to hopefully set a model for much of our society, which really has... And they don't even realize it, what they're doing, but it really is a hallmark of true intolerance when they try to tell a 14-year-old girl she can't play the musical notes on a song on her own for her own project because it's a Christmas classic.
But, Brad, here's what's confusing about some of this, right? First of all, to finish up the story here, the parents got so outraged at the school. They really put so much, and this is why I tell you parents, you got a lot of pressure, you got a lot of power. They got so onto the school board, so onto the school administrators, that they've decided to use the original song again. So I guess we're good there, you know?
Yeah, I don't, well, and also to finish this other one that I was telling you about. Sorry, I should have finished the first one.
Sorry.
But for people, but for that 14-year-old girl singing the song Joy to the World, we went ahead and sent a legal demand letter. And the school district backed down, the charter school backed down and said, fine, we reexamined, had attorneys look at it, and she can go ahead and do the song. So a lot of these cases, the good news is we just have to stand up to these bullies. And if we just stand up to them 99% of the time, they will back down when they realize that they've stepped across the law.
Well, it's a good way to put it because it's true. It's a bully. They're bullying you and trying to get you to believe something that isn't true. It happened at a recent event I went to where, you know, somebody had made the comment that it was terrible that they were doing all these religious songs at a public event, and I just looked over and I said, you know what? There's nothing really religious about them. They're part of our culture. They're part of our heritage. And she didn't say another word afterward. Okay? So it doesn't take much to shut them down because they're very outspoken when nobody challenges them. You know? Irritating
right.
as heck. So listen, let me ask you a question that people ask me a lot, and I don't have an answer. Maybe you do. You know, we've had this big hullabaloo about the Ten Commandments when they go on the wall at schools or other places where it's talked about, and yet the Ten Commandments, they sit on the wall at our Supreme Court, do they not?
Yes, they... No, they didn't sit on the walls. They're engraved in the stone in the, on the wall at the Supreme Court. Yeah, they're... it's there, and they engraved it in stone for a reason. It wasn't supposed to ever leave, and so, yeah, it's definitely there, and it is crazy that we have school districts in our society, you know, many societies that we can't have that. You know, we have Pacific Justice Institute. We dealt with and helped a lot of schools, particularly I think it was in North Carolina, where we told them, we said, well, here's how you can have them in a school with absolutely no problem. And it's the context. It's all about the context. The title of what's posted is the history of Western civilization development of law in our and then we had you had the Ten Commandments, and then after that you had John Locke, or and then you had like the Magna Carta, and
right.
Then you had the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. It just showed the progression of Western law in society, and it was educational, and no one had to fear being proselytized or, you know, have a finger pointed at them because they broke one of the commandments. But in that educational context, it was irrefutable, and it's withstood, and they're all over schools in places like North Carolina.
But yet, on a regular basis, outside the Supreme Court and a few other places, they're considered a religious symbol and have to be taken down, right?
Yeah, I know, and I've never heard of any cost to society being pointed to the Ten Commandments. No, it's been an attribute to our civilization in so many ways.
God bless. Yeah. This stuff just goes. I'm not the smartest guy in the room, but this stuff just goes by me and I say, wait, what? How does that make sense? That doesn't even make sense, no matter how much you drink. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it's just constantly amazed. This stuff constantly amazes me. All right. You and I have had this conversation a couple times around this kind of thing, but we're going to end up having to go to break, so you can contemplate this while we're out at break. But the Florida Education Department says the Athletics Association should not ban prayer from high school football games. This could get them in a little bit of mud, but you can tell us why on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Brad Dacus will still be with us when we come back.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$100,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Listen, get involved in the conversation. Whether you have to head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Give me your email address, okay? Because what I want from you is I want to be able to send you an email once a week. Let you know what's going on. And let you know who we're going to have on the show. The kind of topics we're going to discuss. And, you know, even have the sponsors up there as well. Anyway, always appreciate your time. Brad Dacus joins me from founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Always appreciate his time with us as well. We learned so much from him. And, Brad, thanks for being with me.
Oh, it's great to be on the program. Thank you.
All right. So let's, you know, this has been something for me I go back and forth with. You know, I'm a trustee on a school board. I'm constantly confused by what I can and can't do. But in Florida, the Department of Education, they're starting to express their support for two Christian high schools who were barred from having a prayer given via loudspeaker at a football game. Now, the Commissioner of Education, Richard Cochran, he sent a letter to the Florida High School Athletic Association. He denounced the decision to prohibit prayer that they've decided to do, and they are encouraging them to put a policy together so should the kids want to pray ahead of time, should they want to start the game off with prayer, as is, I guess, what they normally do, they should be allowed to do so. What kind of trouble can he get in for this?
Well, I think he's on the right track here because, particularly when you're dealing with two teams from Christian schools with Christian purposes, and this is who they are, and if both teams acquiesced and said, this is what we do, this is what we want to do, the fact they're participating in a league above that, I don't think there should be a problem with that. But what they're basing it on is case law, which basically says when you have a public event involving 12th grade and under, you can't have a public prayer, like the Lee versus Wiseman decision dealing with graduation prayers, for example. However, there's two points to know about this. Number one, that doesn't prevent them from having a moment of solemn expression where students have a forum to express themselves. And if a student who's chosen, who signs up and is chosen to express themselves that game, decides to do a prayer instead of a poem, that's protected. Same with at graduation ceremonies. You can have a moment of solemn expression. You can have someone sign up to do that. It's just we just have to be clear that it's not the government authorizing and writing the prayer. It's not the government endorsing prayer. It's a student speech. The government provides the form. Now, the second thing that's important to take into consideration is the change in the Supreme Court. If this issue goes for the Supreme Court again, I'm willing to bet there are clearly five votes on that Supreme Court that would say, you know what, this is a bad decision. Public prayer for public gatherings like Congress and the Senate, that was upheld a long time ago to be constitutional. It's a secular purpose of solemnizing the event, you know. And so why doesn't that principle also apply to other events in high schools? No one sees this as proselytizing, as the government of proselytizing, if they had an altar call, that's one thing. But a prayer solemnizing a public event like a graduation or an athletic event, that is not in government endorsement. I think that's what the Supreme Court would come down with. I think they would correct that prior precedent.
You know, I am always amazed about how religious the majority, and I'm using those words for the average person, but how religious the majority of our founding fathers were, and how many, even though not devout Christians, were very much sure that they should build the principle of this country on Christian principles, on the Bible, on Christ, on the teachings of Christ. And you sit there and you say to yourself, how did we go from that to you can't pray in school, you can't talk about God, not that that's real, but you know what I'm saying, that you can't, you can't bring Christ into any of these situations. You know, John Quincy Adams says the highest glory of an American revolution was this. It connected in one indissoluble bond the principles of civil government with the principles of Christianity. He's saying that our government and Christianity are tied together. I don't, help me understand.
Oh, sure. When you go back to the Founding Fathers, the principle of the predicate of writing the Declaration of Independence was not like the French Revolution, where it was just about we hate the rich people and let's tear down the rich people and redistribute the wealth and then kill, and chop off heads. That was the French mindset. It was just greed and class warfare. The American Revolution was premised upon the laws of nature and nature's God, that there's fundamental rights of human dignity that the king is not respecting and that we stand for. And because the king violated these laws of nature and nature's God that are even above the king, we have a right to hold him accountable. That goes back to John Locke and the social contract, et cetera. So, and that goes back to biblical teachings and understanding of God-given rights and concepts. So anyway, that's what our nation was founded upon. Fundamental rights. An atheist cannot truly believe in fundamental rights if they really understand what fundamental rights are, which is that there's something, according to our founders, that were given us, endowed by our Creator with fundamental rights, and these rights cannot be taken away. If we don't acknowledge something above man, we open ourselves up for tyranny. We've seen it historically. Genocides, the greatest genocides in world history, were by leaders who did not believe there was anything above themselves spiritually or morally. And that is how dangerous societies, even civilized societies, have become when they fail to recognize the existence of God, if not that, the existence of a creator or something above man holding us accountable.
Yeah, it is amazing to me. Again, when you read the notes, you read the letters they wrote to each other. I don't, you know, I'm not as smart in this area as most people are, but when you talk about the Supreme Court, I mean, what court came down with the ruling that there's separation here? What court actually came down who stopped the prayer in school? And, you know, I got to tell you something. I talked to my other Christian buddies about this. I don't want prayer brought back to school in the form of a government prayer. Would you really want Jerry? Would you want Gavin Newsom? I used to say Jerry Brown. I'd rather have Jerry Brown write the prayer now. You really want Gavin Newsom dictating the prayer that our kids would say?
It would be heretical if he did. It would be abominable. Exactly. Your public schools, government schools, the way we are today in our governments and society, they would be disastrous. And I agree, we can't go back. But we can work hard to protect religious freedom and religious tolerance. And that's one reason why, as you know, Joe, we at Pacific Justice Institute wrote a book that we're going to make available. It's for free right now to anyone in the audience who wants to download it from our website. It's called Reclaim Your School. It talks all about the empowerment that everyone has with regards to expressing and living their faith in public schools and in public education in a very positive way and manner. And they can get that, download that for free on our website at pji.org, O-R-G, pji.org. And also, just as a little side note, they can also sign up to participate in our matching gift program end of year through January, actually, up to $100,000 dollar-for-dollar match. I just had to mention that one more time.
No, that's fine. You know, again, in coming into this Christmas season, as I tell everybody, you know, in California, there's only about a week of school left before they go for the Christmas break or the winter break, whatever they call it. I call it the Christmas break. And there's a lot of things, you know, I saw a lot of these events coming up, and I told, because of you, I was able to tell a lot of elementary school parents, look, you can call it a Christmas holiday. You can have Christmas songs. I mean, you can't have a Call to Christ or a church Pentecostal meeting at your event, but you can have a Christmas event. What the story of Christmas is about?
Right.
Am I correct?
Yeah, you can have you can have the play of the first Christmas and with nativity scene kind of play musical. You can have that. And what's recommended is simply that schools, when they do that, it's a national holiday. Christmas is a secular and a religious holiday. It's a national holiday. We just recommend them to also be sure and sing at least one song that's secular, like Jingle Bells. And they can also, like, for example, sing a Hanukkah song. They can sing a Hanukkah song just to make it really clear, hey, we're not endorsing doctrinally, you know, anything here. We're just recognizing. You can recognize something of cultural significance, of value to the community. Without in any way belittling any one person or group. And of course, to recognize that, it's very easy. We at Pacific Justice will help any community with that kind of a question or issue.
Yep, and this stuff is just great. People really need to take their time to read, find out what your rights are, find out what your kids' rights are, because there's just so much coming at you. You know, somebody that you know, I'm having on the show, she's going to be on the next hour, Gina Gleason. She is running all across the country, and she's focused on public school systems and how they're pushing sex education on our kids and just kind of taking the traditional values and flushing them. So we're going to talk about that.
And I think she's doing a great job, and we're very supportive of that. We have, by the way, we have a opt-out form parents can download straight from our website to help protect their children in all public schools across the United States. I strongly recommend that, and we love Gina Gleason and what she's doing, and I encourage people to definitely come back after the break and listen to what she has to say. I really respect her tremendously.
This
is a great resource we have as well on our website.
All right. We're going to run out of time. Yeah. PJI.org, Brad Dacus. Have a great rest of the week. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.